Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau at 6:45. Organizers often sacrifice both professionally and personally to lead different movements. To get some local perspective, I sat down with Johanna Bencomo, Director of Organizing with CAFE, a faith-based community organizing group in Las Cruces. Here's a preview of that conversation. Advocates like yourself have been pushing for years to get what you call a Clean Dream Act. This work has been going on for a long time.
Decade.
And dreamers, DACA recipients, people who are directly impacted by this issue have been sharing their stories for many years in front of Senate committee hearings, congressional hearings at, you know, every different type of level, federal, state. And I wonder, does it get frustrating or perhaps even just simply exhausting for you and a lot of the people that you work with that are involved with this type of work?
Yeah, in the work I've been doing last year with dreamers, specifically border dreamers, and developing them and training them to powerfully share their stories to the highest of governance and to fight for something better always, that fight can actually get really exhausting. And I'm in really deep relationship with a lot of dreamers in our community who have told me, you know, that they want to share their stories, that they want to make their opinions and the way they feel about a Clean Dream Act known, right? Because it really matters what they have to say about this, right? And many of them, when you talk to them, will always talk about their families first. And so they don't want to see something pass that criminalizes their parents, right? But through all of that, I think it leads to a lot of fatigue and exhaustion. And, you know, dreamers at this point are feeling like are stuck in between a, what is it,
rock and a hard place.
Yeah. Because they want to share their stories. They want to talk about their experiences. And they're scared, right? Like, we are seeing this administration come down really, really hard on undocumented immigrants, on activists that are doing this in the work for various different reasons. So people that want to speak out are really are scared because they see the value and the power in doing so, and are also really scared that there's going to be retaliation, you know, and that takes quite a bit of a toll on you.
Another reason why I bring this up, though, is we've seen a number of movements unfold over the last few years.
Yeah.
And we've seen many activists actually pass away from health-related causes.
Suicide.
There's a lot going on there. You know, as somebody who's on the ground level organizing and seeing how much sacrifice goes in with people, I mean, is this something that you talk about with your organization and also with people who are involved with the movements that you're a part of?
Yes, we make sure to talk amongst our CAFE staff and our leaders. We make sure to talk about self-care quite often. And honestly, like in our movement as a whole, I feel like we talk about self-care quite a bit. And sometimes it's kind of just lip service. And we don't have necessarily the resources to do really meaningful self-care, like trauma-informed self-care. At the end of the day, the things we are seeing, seeing families get separated through deportation, seeing families being separated because their kids are getting shot out in the streets, right? Like, loss is loss, and all of that lands as trauma, even if it didn't happen directly to you, if you're organizing on the ground with people that are being directly affected. Or if you are directly affected and are organizing, there's such a huge piece that I feel like is traumatizing for communities. And sometimes we don't really have the resources to be able to really meaningfully take care of ourselves, right? And practice really powerful and good self-care, which is why you see activists across the country just really suffering. And a lot of times in private, right? If we are speaking out for ourselves and our families, and we often have to be that really strong voice, right? And not realizing that behind the scenes, things can get really complicated, and heartache can take a toll on you. And I think we can see that happening.
Besides the trauma, I mean, there's some serious stress there. You have a lot of activists who are volunteers,
yeah,
and
that's right.
You know, take time away from their jobs, or maybe are not able to hold a job because they're spending so much time and dedication to what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, which could be like, say, financial stress. They may be struggling to keep a roof over their head, but still feel that the work is important to them.
Absolutely.
Is that something you've seen through
your
work?
Oh my gosh, all the time. I mean, when I think about the young people that I organize with, especially the dreamers who have sometimes two jobs, who are going to school, who are teachers, who are firefighters, who are really investing in themselves and in their future and in our community while still being committed to this fight for their own liberation, this fight for their people so that their people can eventually find a way to become citizens in this country and to not live every day with fear of being deported. And for them, that fear is still there, right? DACA recipients aren't necessarily even safe. So there's like all these layers of stress. And the way I see these young people handle themselves is honestly incredibly powerful and brave. And I talked to this group about how are we really taking care of ourselves and each other, because that's just becoming more and more valuable and needed in the moment we're in.
That was Johanna Bengomo of Cafe. You can listen to the entire conversation on Images Saturday at 5:30.